Somebody's got to keep tabs on all of the cybersecurity breaches that hit federal agencies. One of the people taking up that grim task is researcher Riley Walters of the Heritage Foundation. In his latest report, Riley tracked
13 federal cyber breaches. Some, of course, many more people are aware of, such as the attack on the Office of Personnel Management back in June. Of course, this just scratches the surface of what's public knowledge in cyber breaches of federal systems, and this isn't even including state and local cyber breaches.
Of these 13 that hit the federal government, as you mentioned, we know about OPM, but what are some of the other ones that struck you as, wow, this is bad?
Cyber breaches of the St. Louis Fed, Department of State, Department of Defense, White House. These are a concern as it regards our national security.
Now, one of them hit the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration back in November of last year, about a year ago. Four sites, you say, were hacked by an internet-based attack. What went on there?
The attack was attributed to China. The attack happened in September. It wasn't released until November, the actual public release announcement of the attack. A lot of it had to go through their website and bringing that down.
So this one was really designed to cause mischief, but not necessarily the exfiltration of data to China.
Not all of these attacks are necessarily exfiltrating data or destroying things. For an attack like this, you might just see the website either taken down or changed or altered in some way.
And then also the FAA, back in April of this year, I guess it occurred in February, the FAA discovered it later on and announced it later on. This was a case where it could have been worse because of the interconnectivity between the national airspace system, planes crashing, and their administrative systems.
Well, what's surprising about that is not only did we see FAA face a cyber breach, you know, but there were also a number of private airplane companies being attacked as well, showing this direction in cyber breaches, this intent, seeing exactly what cyber attackers were targeting.
All right, so it goes on and on. The Army, the Pentagon, Census Bureau, I mean, almost everybody has been hit. The Heritage Foundation has come up with some recommendations for policymakers. Highlight those for us.
We've always recommended working more with private enterprises. Private companies, private sector has funds and a lot of the know-how of how to address a lot of these issues, because at the same time, they're also facing a lot of the same issues. And then when I say private sector, I don't just mean domestically, work with international partners as well. If one government organization sees one certain type of hack, it wouldn't be surprising to see a very similar organization in Europe, in Asia, elsewhere, also facing similar attacks. So working with domestic international partners, sharing this sort of threat information is vital.
And what about the workforce, which sometimes is the unwitting cause of some of these cyber breaches?
When I talk about workforce, I talk about it in two contexts. The government has been losing cybersecurity experts to private sector because of either private sector is able to pay more or there's just better working environments. Some people aren't exactly happy always working in federal agencies. But also in the context of workers, we have to consider malicious actors. There are times when cybersecurity experts or people within the organization are the threat themselves. So it also comes down to vetting the right people.
Okay. Anything you want to add?
A lot of security organizations have seen threats rising. This issue isn't going to go away. It will only increase or at least stay the same. Federal agencies aren't even meeting recommendations by GAO for implementing better information security. We just think that the federal government needs to step it up. Certainly, private sector is important for bringing the technology and know-how into dealing with these cybersecurity threats, and we believe that there should be more work done in that area.
Researcher Riley Walters of the Heritage Foundation. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.